Tonight's show, I'd like to spend some time discussing a once-a-month opportunity known as Kiddush Levana. As we'll see clearly from many Paiskim, they give a lot of significance to this, we'll call it this bracha of Kiddush Levana. There's a lot of Kabbalah, which I don't claim to know much about, but we'll try to get to at least the things that we are mefurish about, what are clear about in Halacha. If you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, Membeza Manaf, there's very little Gemara about the Kiddush Levana that we have. To my best knowledge, there's two Gemaras, one Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amad Aleph and Sanhedrin, and then there's a Gemara on the opposite, Amad Mem Aleph Amad Beis. The Gemara reads like this. Number one, Amar Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yochanan, Kol HaMevorech Al HaChodesh Bizmanoi. Anyone who recites the bracha on the new month in its proper time, Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. It's as if he's greeting the Shchina. So the Gemara is telling us that the significance of this bracha is that by making this bracha at the proper time, which obviously we need to discuss when the proper time is, it's as if you were mekabel the shchina. It's as if you're greeting Hashem. How do you know? So the Gemara makes a drasha. Ksiv hacha, it says over hachoidish hazeh, this month. Ksiv hasma says over the zeh keli v'anveyu. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Now again, without spending too much time on the drasha and exactly how serious are we going to take this drasha, but the Gemara backs it up with a drasha that there's something very important about being mekabel pnei hashchina. It's a big deal when we're mekadesh the chodesh. Then the Gemara says another statement. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, we learned El Molei Zochi Yisrael Ela LaHakbel Pnei Avim Shabashemayim Kol Chodesh VeChodesh Dayim. Rashi learns what does this statement mean. Zok Rashi number two. Ilu LaZochu LeMitzvah Acheres El LaZu. Says Rashi, let's say Hashem gave us no mitzvahs, and the only mitzvah we had from all the Taryag was make Kiddush HaChodesh once a month. Says the Gemara Dayan, that would have been good enough. We would have been sufficient with that. Why? Because this one mitzvah carries along this idea of Kabbalah's Pnei HaShchina. Says Rashi, why? Shemakpilim Pnei HaShchina, Pamachat B'Chodesh, Kedamar. And that would have been great. If all we got all day, we didn't have to put on tefillin, and no tzitzis, no mezuzah, no assays. Just greet Hashem once a month. It would have been great. It would have been worth it just for that. And then the last statement that we need to talk about for a few minutes, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, says Abaya Hilkach, therefore, Namrinehu Me'umad. Therefore, because I just told you that it's so important, it's so significant, this idea of Kiddush Levana, it needs to be said Me'umad. It must be recited standing. Now, what's the Hilkach? Therefore, based on what? So Rashi is very clear. Amar Abaya, Dr. Rashi number two, Ha Yilu Mekabel Pnei Shchinahu, says Rashi, since I just told, I finished telling you, that the concept of Kiddush Levana is beyond the regular mitzvah. It's Kabbalah's Pnei Shchinah, Umud Bayi Levruche. You must recite it standing. But make Kavod Shchinah out of respect for Hashem, Shehu Mekabel. So the reason why one has to stand when he recites Kiddush Levana, says Rashi, is because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shchinah. Now the Chabina Rav asks a very good question over here. The Chabina Rav asks, shouldn't of Abaya said his statement earlier in the Gemara? There were three phrases in the Gemara. First phrase was that when you say Kiddush Levana, you mekabel the Shchina. The second statement was, it's good enough that we say it once a month. Then Abaya says, oh, you know what, you should do it standing. Shouldn't that statement have been the second statement? Once the Gemara told me that when you say Kiddush Levana, you mekabel the Shchina, right then Abaya should have said, oh, a second, you got to stay standing. Why did Abaya wait till the Gemara said another statement about doing it once a month? Then Abaya piped up and said, no, you have to do it standing. The flow of the Gemara should have been that after I just got finished telling you this bomb chiddush, that Kiddush Levana is mekabel pnei hashchina, right away Abaya should have said, 1 second, if it's mekabel pnei hashchina, you got to stand up for it because you're talking to Hashem. Why does Abaya seemingly wait till another statement is said and then he puts in his statement? So the Chabina Rav asks this kasha. We'll see in a few minutes that this is going to be very negeah to the question of what is the nature of this bracha. What exactly is Berachas or Kiddush Levana? So before we get into that, Shai, let's just see a little bit background to the significance of Kiddush Levana. The Aruch HaShulchan writes over here, number three, Ubibshute hatama shuvarchan ha'alavana yoyse me'al kol kolichavim. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan, why do we give so much emphasis to the moon? Why don't we make brachas on the stars? Why only the moon? Why does the moon get all this credit? Why is it any different than a star? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'hiktana kemad me'kol kolichavim. It's the smallest of all the stars. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Neshi Kroivel Eretz Yoyse Mekol HaKechavim. Because it's the closest to the world. Maybe it's the smallest, but it's the closest star that we have that we can see in this world. And then he adds, and he says that, if you look in the next piece, he says, Mavor de Kiddush HaLevana Hu Inyan Gadol V'Noira. It's a big deal. Ki Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. U'Bevada Yesh B'Zeh Soidois G'doilis. There's a lot of deep underlining things here. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Kasheh Herichu Chachmei HaKabbalah. Like those who learn Kabbalah understand that Kiddush Levana is a very big deal. There's a connection between the Chet of Adam HaRishon and the small moon. We'll ask it lovoy. When Mashiach comes, and we're going to be misakin the chet, at that time we'll also have a full moon. There's an interesting minhag brought down by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that at the end of Kiddush Levana, some people look at their tzitzis. If you ever see such a minhag, when they finish the Kiddush Levana, they stare at their tzitzis. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, why do they do this? He says, because what's tzitzis? Today we can't be mekayim tzitzis. According to some opinions, we can't be mekayim tzitzis today because we don't have tchelis. When will we have tchelis? When Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, then we're going to be able to wear tzitzis properly. At that same time, the moon will be full again. So that's the connection, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, between the tzitzis and the moon. That's why people have a minog to look at the tzitzis after Kiddush Levan. Okay, so we're clearly seeing that there's more than meets the eye when it comes to Kiddush Levan. It's not just a regular mitzvah, like any mitzvah, possibly the Rabbanon, that we do. There's more than meets the eye. There's an interesting Kaf HaChaim over here. Now, we're always looking for segulas. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down a very interesting segula. Number four, says the Kaf HaChaim, Bachurim sheratzim laharis isha. Boys that are looking for a shidduch, says the Kaf HaChaim, yilmedu lahem l'skula, they should learn a skula, shlo yavdu lahem arbechas alvana b'kavona u'betziba. They got to make sure to say Kiddush Levana b'kavona. That's the first thing. You got to have kavona when you say Kiddush Levana, whatever that means exactly, u'betziba. And you got to make sure you do it with a minyan. Now, it could be, doesn't mean a minyan, it could mean he means with more than one person to have berev al hadras melech. So skula number one, right, it's the Kaf HaChaim over here, that if you want a shidduch, do Kiddush Levana properly. What about for the girls? So we're going to have to see later tonight that girls might not have an option of doing Kiddush Levana. That's why it's only for the boys. So if a boy is looking for a shidduch, we got one right here. Then the Kaf HaChaim goes further and he writes from the Sefer Or Chodosh, the Gam Shemati, Shemi Sheikadish Alavana Miyoim Sheikacho Lo Yidoik Sheyimois Boisa Chodesh Meoisa Hayim Veilach. Says that another Kaf HaChaim says, another Aftach, if you do Kiddush Levana this month, you don't have to worry about dying. You're good to go. You have a promise you're not going to die. Sorry, so the Kaf HaChaim elaborates, he says, one second. It just means you won't die an abnormal death. You can still die the good old-fashioned heart attack that people have, but you won't die some crazy, abnormal way of dying. So there's a haftacha, says the Kaf HaChaim, that the month that you do Kiddush Levana, you're safe from anything strange. I remember one month I was flying on a plane. I got very nervous because that month I missed Kiddush Levana. So I said, oh no, I'm not protected from Misa Mishunas. Airplanes, you know, crazy things can happen in the airplanes. I was all nervous because I know I wasn't protected because the Kaf HaChaim says you're only not protected, you're only protected from Misa Mishunas. So you want to make sure you say Kiddush Levana to ensure nothing strange or weird happens. Then the Mishnah Berurah himself writes something very interesting. He quotes from the Berhetiv, who quotes from Rabbi Yosef Cairo, who learned from the Magid, when he learned from the Malach, and the Malach told him the following thing. Number five, B'chodesh et esborchu b'rechas halavana b'matzei Shabbos, any month that you mevarich the chodesh on matzei Shabbos, timtzu hatzlocha, that month you'll have success. U'gzeh teskaseh b'tes alim, but if it's cloudy, v'loy yuchal levarich oisah hachodesh, lo yiyeh mutzlach. A month that you're not mekadesh the chodesh, writes the Mishnah Berurah, you will not have success. Chas v'shal. So it's a shtickle interesting, if you want to make some diukim over here, it sounds like you only get the success if you do it on Matzei Shabbos, or if any time you do it, because when he talks about, you get the success if you do it on Matzei Shabbos. But when he flips it, and says, and if you didn't do it, it sounds like you didn't do it at all. But if you did it on a Tuesday night, you'd also get success. But best case scenario is if you want to make sure you have a good month, if you know a big month is coming up, you want to make a big investment, you want to make sure the deal goes through, so it writes over here the Ber Hetiv, and the Mishnah Berurah brings a halacha. Make sure to do Kiddush Levana on a Matzah Shabbos, you'll have a good month. It goes so far that the Ber Hetiv quotes a tshuva from the Shvaz Yankov. The Shvaz Yankov was presented with the following shayla. He writes over number six, Bechodesh Echad Irish Leiniris Halavana. One month, there was a city that they had no Levana. It was so cloudy, no one was Mekadosh the Chodesh, and the month passed. And one of the rabbanim in town decided we need to make a tainus. This is like Hashem showing us he doesn't want to see us. Because if Hashem really wanted us, so he'd make the moon come out. The moon could come out, we can go be mekabel his shechina. But if Hashem made it cloudy every single night, that's Hashem's way of saying, I don't want to see you. And he makes the comparison to rain on Sukkot. We know that whenever it rains on Sukkot, it's a bad omen. It's Hashem saying, I don't want you to come into my sukkah. So this rav tainus is the same thing when we can't make the levana. The Shvaz Yankov says, "Ve'ein la'amal ismach." The Shvaz Yankov writes in the Tshuva, he thinks it's a bad comparison. He doesn't think we should go that far and make zeiros and make fast days on months we don't get to mekadesh the chodesh. But from all of this, we're seeing what I'd like to believe is a very important theme, that there's something very significant to this idea, to this mitzvah of birchas hachodesh, birchas halvona. And therefore, there's a lot of emphasis put on by Chazal, by the Paiskim, to make sure it's done right. Now, yeah.
For instance, let's say the first opportunity to do it is like the second, third day.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that tonight.
And you say, well, I can't do it this month, but next month's Shabbos will only be the 10th.
So we're going to see. So it's a big split. It's a big machlekes apoiskim. That's what we need to get to tonight to figure out when is the earliest. Tonight I want to focus on when the earliest a person can say Kiddush Levon is. The earliest amount of time, and it really depends on the time of the year. This time of the year, we are the most lenient. Because this time of the year, we can go a couple days or maybe even a whole week and not get a Levona in the winter months. So we're going to see some very big kulas that some Paiskim had and many didn't have. We'll try to see halacha l'maaseh, when is the earliest time a person can say the Levona. Now, if we go back to the Gemara for a second, number one, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara tells us a story. Merei Merum Azotra. We're back in number one. Merei Merum Azotra, Mikasve Adodi, they would go on each other's shoulders, Umivorche, and they'd make the brach. This is what we need. Amalei Rav Achlar Vashi. B'marava, in the West, Mivorche, they'd make the bracha, Baruch Mechadish Chadoshim. Very short bracha. Not this long Kiddush HaChodesh that we have in our shul. Short bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Mechadish Chadoshim, you make new months. So they said this doesn't work. Amalei, Hai Noshi Didon Nami Mivorche. Our women can also make this bracha. So why is that a problem? What's the Gemara's kasha? So let the women do it. What's the problem? We'll have to see. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo kedev Yehuda, you're right. That nosach is rejected. The right nosach is what we have in our Siddurim. This is very lengthy, long-winded bracha for Kiddush Levon. Okay. So what exactly was this conversation about nosach of the bracha? So if we look together over here, number 7 from the Sefer Noyam. Noyam is a likut svarim of different contemporary paiskim. And over here? That's what I want to get to right now. So if you look over here in number 7, he quotes from the Rivas Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, who mentions the most popular chakira when talking about Kiddush Levona. And the most popular chakira that everyone talks about when learning Kiddush Levona is what exactly is this bracha? What is the nature of the bracha? So he writes there's three possibilities. Yesh lachkar, a three-way chakira. That's a real treat. You only usually get a two-way, here you get a three-way chakira. Number 7, yesh lachkar. Im hi brechas ha-mitzvah. Possibility number 1 is what is the idea of Kiddush Levona? It's a Brichas HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah for us to be Mekadosh the moon, and the bracha that we recite is like the bracha you do before doing a mitzvah. That's sad number 1. Or Brichas HaNenin. Or it's like a bracha we make on food. We're deriving pleasure from the moon. It gives off light. And therefore, we're making a bracha on the fact that we're deriving pleasure from the moon. That's sad number 2. Or third possibility, Brichas HaShavach. It's a praise. We're praising Hashem that He creates a system where the moon comes and the moon goes, and we're just praising Him like we make a bracha on thunder, on lightning, on the Atlantic Ocean, on whatever specialty things we make brachas on. But that's the third possibility. It's a brichas HaShavach. These are the three possibilities to what this bracha is. Now, seemingly, there should be numerous nafkaminas lahalacha between what it is. The first nafkamina is going to take place is, if it's a brichas hanenin, so then I should make the bracha every single day I see the moon. Why is it one time for the month, I'm done? If it's a brichas hanenin, if I eat 5 times in a day, I make a bracha 5 times. So if the pshat in the bracha is it's a brichas hanenin, why is it I only make the bracha 1 month and then I'm done? Well, I should make it. What? Awesome. Yeah, that's a separate kasha. Why was there no bracha in the sakin and the hanofim? So that might be the bracha of yaitzer or v'chayshach that we make in shachris, in yaitzer's over there. But if it's a brichas hanenin, so why don't I make the bracha many times? So the place can say, oh, so this should be a raya. It's a brichas hamitzvah. It's not a brichas hanenin. And therefore you make it once and you yaitzer the mitzvah. That's one possibility. Now, another nafkamina would be is, do you have to stand when you make the bracha? We know there's a principle that when you make a brichas hamitzvah, you have to stand. When you make a brichas hanenin, you don't have to stand. And there's a shayla, what about when you make a brichas hashevach, when you make a bracha on thunder and lightning, you don't have to stand pashtas. So do I have to stand for Kiddush Levona? If it's a brichas hamitzvah, then I should have to stand. If it's not a brichas hamitzvah, then I shouldn't have to stand. But the Gemara said you have to stand. The Gemara said you have to stand for Kiddush Levona. So l'chayru, you can learn from the Gemara, and the way Rashi learned the Gemara, that the standing has nothing to do with the bracha. The standing is because of the ma'isa, you're greeting Hashem. So the Gemara, if anything, would be a raya that the standing is not going to tip us off to what it is. So therefore, many Rishayim said, we have no raya from the standing, and therefore, don't bring me rayas, because you have to stand, it's a raya one way or the other. Another way out is, maybe for all mitzvahs, brichas ha-mitzvahs, you have to stand, that's only l'chatchila. But with the evidence, it's okay. But here, because of the Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, there's even more so of a reason to have to stand up because of Mikal Pnei Hashchina. It might be Berchas HaShevach. That's the third possibility. We're praising Hashem.
Go ahead and send all the Amantovim.
Right, that's another pshat. That's the third side of what the longness of the brach is. A third nafkamina would be, is can I be moitzi someone else? Can I be moitzi someone else as Berchas, his Kiddush Levona? So if it's a Berchas HaMitzvah, we have a principle. I can be moitzi you, your brach. If it's a birchas hanenin, I can't make a shahakla for you, and you eat the drink. You drink it. It doesn't work. I have to be nenin. So if a person is not being nenin from the levana, he can't be moitzi his friend. That's the third nafkamina. Another nafkamina might be, what about a suma? Someone who's nebuch blind, is he allowed to say kiddush levana? So you have to say, let's work it out. If it's a birchas hanenin, well, he's not all that nenin from the levana. Or no, he is nenin because now other people can protect him. His friends can walk him down the street, and his friend can see where he's going. So that's a big discussion in the paiskim. The Mishnah Berurah. In Mishnah Berurah, he writes, a suma does make the bracha. In Ber Halacha, he's a little bit more hesitant than he writes. It's better that he should hear from someone else. That's what the Ber Halacha writes. So this is the big hakira to what exactly the lumbus of the bracha is.
So what you say, Barovan Padras Melech, we have 50 guys after we had a shul.
Yeah.
Would they be better just like an honor of all the mitzvahs we say, Barovan? So
we're going to talk about that. So Mitzvah Shem, more next week, we're going to get into the idea of why this mitzvah is Barovan Padras Melech, and how far does that go? Does it beat out other hidurim, so to say? But we're going to see that this idea, there is a mitzvah brought down in the Bar Halacha, discusses this, that specifically for this mitzvah, there's a big element of Vareyam Hadras Melech. And we're going to see if that's going to, you know, decide when or how a person should be Mekadosh Levon. So based on this Shaila, there's a beautiful piece over in number 8, in the Sefer Birkas Yitzchak. Sefer Birkas Yitzchak is written by Reb Menachem Genek, from the OU, and he writes over a Gevaldika piece. He wants to say, based on this Chakira, that's what's going on in the Machloikis about the Nusach of the Brach. And he writes the following. What was the machloikis Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Acha said, let's have a very short version to the bracha. And Rabbi Acha came along and said, no, we have to have a long-winded version. What's the shayla? A short version, a long version, what's the shayla? So he says like this, the eishlis topic, im havi brichas hari'iyah, kishar brichas hari'iyah. If this is like all other, what we'll call brichas hashevach, k'maya ha'keshes, like you make on a rainbow, v'harayas yam ha'godlo, you see the Atlantic Ocean, oi, da'havichiyav b'fnei atzmoy. Or maybe it's a new type of thing. The Chachamim tiknu bracha utfila miyuchedes al chiddush halavana. It's a new bracha. It's not a regular brichas hashevach, praising Hashem for the fact. But Chazal sat down and decided we want to write up a special prayer just on the idea of being mekadosh halavana. The yavi brichas hariyah, because if it's a good old fashioned brichas hariyah, tzarech liyos bracha katzara. It should be a very short bracha. Kishar brichas hariyah. When you make a bracha on thunder and light, it's not this long bracha you got to take out a sitter to read it. It's short. It's not such a long-winded bracha. So the fact that Kiddush Levana is this long-winded bracha, says Rabbi Genak, it's supposed to lead us to believe it's not a regular brichas hariyah. So therefore, that was the machloikis. The machloikis between the two opinions in the Gemara was, is it like a regular brichas hariyah, and therefore you can have a short version bracha? Or no, it's more. It's a more of an idea, and therefore you have to have a longer bracha. Now, the only thing I don't understand is, brichas hamitzvahs are very short. Every bracha we make on a mitzvah is very short. Hashem kishon mitzvahnu, al blank, very short, no long-winded. So, on this other side that it's not a brichas hashevach, so what is it, a brichas hanenin? A brichas hanenin are also very short. How long are the brichas hanenin? We don't really find anywhere long-winded brachas. So therefore he's saying that it must be, this is a new type of thing, the whole thing is different. This was a special bracha made up for a special event, and that's why it's so long. Therefore, that was the second side of the Gemara. And now he explains, lefizeh, now we understand the Gemara later on. What does the Gemara say later on? The Gemara says, 1 second, if you're telling me it's a short-winded bracha, so then women could say it also. Why could women say it also? Because it's a regular brichas hashevach. Women make brichas hashevach. Says Rav Acha, no, but I know women don't make kiddush levana. Why? Because it's not a brichas hashevach. What is kiddush levana? It's a specific mitzvah, asay, that's totally in time. Oh, so then it's got to get a long-winded bracha. Long-winded bracha. So now the women don't say it anymore. Says Rav Genek, that was the machloikis. Machloikis was short versus long. Is going to let us know what type of bracha it is, and then we'll know whether or not women are obligated or are women not obligated. That's the way he understands the Gemara.
Right,
that's right. A special made bracha for a specific occasion. And therefore, that's only Zman Groma. Women are not included. The Chabina Rav says, back to his kasha, says the Chabina Rav, that answers my kasha. Why? Now that the Gemara told me we only do it once a month, so then it can't be a Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin, it shouldn't be once a month. It should be every single time you see it. Ah, now that you tell me you only do it once a month, so now it must be a Birchas HaMitzvah. Says Abaye, now you have to stand up for it, because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So says the Chabina Rav, according to him, the Gemara reads very nice also. That's where they come out from the Gemara. If this is all true, so the Maskana, so what type of bracha is it? Is it a Birchas HaNenen, so women should be obligated? If it's a Birchas HaShevach, women should be obligated. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then maybe it's a Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grama. That's debatable.
What was probably
next conclusion?
That's the machloikis between the two opinions in the Gemara. If it's a long-winded nusach, then it's not a brichas hashavach. It's a special tailor-made bracha, and therefore women would be exempt. Now, what's interesting to this chakir is what the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch number 9. The Mechaber writes, Haroi levana b'chudushi, make the whole bracha, says the Ramah, Hagov ein the kadosh ha-chodesh ela b'layla. We can't do Kiddush HaChodesh unless it's nighttime. You can't do Kiddush HaChodesh Ben HaShemoshes. Someone called me from a shul. They did Kiddush Levana Ben HaShemoshes. It's a big problem. You're not supposed to do it. You have to wait till Tzeis. Why? Because you need the Eisha Halvona Zeireches. You need the moon is shining. V'nehen in Me'ira. And you're deriving pleasure from the light. So one would have thought that this Ramah is telling us that it's a Berchas HaNenen. Now, you could argue and say, no, it's a Berchas HaMitzvah. But when did they give us the mitzvah to make a bracha on the moon? Is at a time when we're deriving pleasure from the moon. So it's not a raya that because you need to be nenen, that it's a Berchas HaNenen. It could also be a Berchas HaMitzvah, but they gave the time at a time when you're able to be nenen. Now, this is very hard today to figure when you're nenen from the Levona, because we have streetlights. It's very hard today in our cities to figure out what exactly does it mean to be nenen from the Eira. Yeah, when you're in the mountains, it's easy. You know, there's no lights. You can see it clearly. Here, it's basically trying to estimate what would happen if there would be no street lights. Would I be able to see?
Well, that would also push it later in the month to make the.
Possibly, exactly. For that reason, the Belzer Rebbe had a minhag. He would not be Mekadesh Levana until the 10th day, because you know, that's the first time you're really getting full hon out of it. Now, if you're going to be machmer like the Belzer, you give yourself very few days to be Mekadesh Levana. So I don't suggest it, but that was his opinion for this exact reason. He took this for a month, 7 seconds. If you're going to be kashya too early, you don't really get hanah from it. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion over here, exactly to a shayla that happens all the time. When you start to say kiddush levana, all of a sudden the clouds are playing games with you. They're in and they're out and they're sliding and they're covering. So what are you supposed to do? So just very quickly, number 10, the Mishnah Berurah writes like this. Tahaydu be'esh is richosing nikeres agabe karka. What does it mean to derive pleasure from the moon? It means while it's shining down on the ground, you'd be able to. There's a Chuvitz Radvaz who writes, it means to be able to look at coins and differentiate between a lavdal, a nickel, and a dime. There's enough light you can say, okay, this is this coin, this is that coin. Okay, I don't know how you can figure that out today, but you'll have to figure it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the Schasa Halavon Abavim, let's say it's a cloudy night. So imha of Dak Vikolush, if it's a thin cloud, Sheniris Halavon Abimenu Venenaba, and you can estimate that even though it's a cloudy, you could still imagine that the light of the moon is piercing through the cloud and you're being nana from it, so then mevarach, then you can make the bracha. But it's a thick cloud, then ainu mevarach, then you can't make the bracha. And this is also very hard to exactly figure it out. They bring b'shem the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer held a very big kula. The Chassam Sofer held, as long as you can make out the tzura of the moon, that's good enough. As long as in the cloud you can see the shape of the moon, that's good enough to say you can do it. But says the Mishnah, what happens in mitzchul levarach v'akach neschas above? Let's say you start, and you look up and you see the moon. And all of a sudden you're in the middle of the bracha and the sun overcast. What happens then? So says Mishnah Berurah, says like this. It depends. V'im hischa levarach v'yachach neschase b'avim goyim ha-bracha. You should finish the bracha. Em lo yishuhu mishay she'teskase ha-levana b'emtze b'chase. Unless you didn't time it properly. If when you started the bracha, you know there's no way I'm getting through this bracha, then it's no good, says Mishnah Berurah. But if when you cheshmed that you figure, no, I'm good. And then all of a sudden the clouds took over, then the Mishnah Berurah says you can complete the bracha. The Be'alacha mentions a kula from the Divrei Chaim, from the Sanze Rebbe. The Sanze Rebbe says, what happens in the following scenario? You look up at the Levana, and within Toich Kedidibu, you start the bracha, and then it gets covered. So the Sanze Rebbe says, that's also okay. Why? Because I was nene from the Levana, then I made the bracha. The fact that it's not here now, why does that matter? I saw it, had the Hanah, then I make the bracha. So the Be'alacha has a whole discussion whether or not he agrees with the opinion of the Divrei Chaim. But Lamaisa, this is the Mishnah Berurah's rule of thumb to dealing with cloudy nights and making the bracha. Okay. Now the question is, what about women in Kiddush Levana? We just spent all this time discussing it, such a significant, such an important mitzvah. What about women? So the Mishnah Berurah number 11 quotes the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes the following. The Noshep Turism in the Kiddush Levana. Women are not obligated to be Kiddush Levana. To have a mitzvah, she has Magrama, because it's a mitzvah that's dependent upon time. You can only do the first half of the month. After the 15th, 16th, whatever it is, we'll talk about it later, you can no longer do it. So what? Women don't have to sit in the sukkah, and they all sit in the sukkah. Women don't have to hear shofar, they all hear shofar. Why is this any different? They go out of their way to make themselves obligated. Why is this different? This they don't have to keep. Why? Because they're the reason why the moon got small. The Aruch HaShulchan said it was Adam's fault, now it's Chava's fault. Okay. Everyone's to blame for the Pagam Halvana. And therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, that women don't make this bracha. Not only they're not obligated, they don't even have to make themselves obligated. They don't go out, they don't do it, they're not connected to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Why? What's the premise? It's a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gram. Now there's another Magen Avraham in number 12 in Hilchos Havdalah. The Magen Avraham is trying to explain the opinion of the Ramah over there. The Ramah writes that women don't, there's a Shiloh women obligated in Havdalah. What's the premise for the Shiloh? Is that it's a mitzvah on Gram. You can only make Havdalah over a certain amount of time. But we know when it comes to Shabbos, women and men are equal. All mitzvahs are say on Shabbos, women are obligated. Kiddush, all those other things. So the Shiloh is what's Havdalah? Havdalah, it's really after Shabbos, but it's coming from Shabbos, so how do we treat it? So the Ramah writes, you know what the best case scenario is? A woman who's by herself, she should try to hear Havdalah from someone else. Don't make your own Havdalah. So the Magen Avraham is bothered. Why not? What's the worst case scenario? Havdalah's a mitzvah seisha has mangrama. Okay, so let her do it. Women are allowed to do mitzvah seisha has mangrama. Why does the Ramah write when it comes to Havdalah better hear it from a man? What's the worst? Worst case scenario, so it's like sukkah. When an Ashkenazi lady sits in a sukkah, she makes a bracha. So why can't this lady make a bracha on Havdalah? So the Magen Avraham introduces us to a new idea. Says the Magen Avraham, ve'ef she dedas Ramah be'mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiyah rasha'in levarech. When is a lady allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah seisha has mangrama? That's when there's two parts. There's the mitzvah and then the bracha. Like sukkah, shayfer, lulav, this shaking the lulav and the bracha. Avo bedavish ein ba ella habracha. But if you have a mitzvah where there is no asiyah involved, the whole mitzvah is the bracha. Like what? Havdalah and kiddush hachodesh. Says the Magen Avraham, ki going kan ein rashois. The efshur de mehaytayim loy nogo the kaddish alavana. Says the Magen Avraham, oh, now I have a better reason why women don't do kiddush hachodesh. Not because of the reason of the shlah, because they cause the moon to get small, but because such a mitzvah says as magrama, they don't make a bracha. So that's the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Havdalah to why he thinks women don't make a bracha on kiddush levana.
What,
the lumbus? Yeah, not for tonight. Yeah, it needs explanation why that should make a difference. But in any case, that's the rule he wants to throw out. So there's a Reb Shlomo Klug over in Chachma Shlomo disagrees with the entire premise of the Magen Avraham. What was the Magen Avraham's premise? His starting point was that Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah seisha shaz man gram. It's a mitzvah that's dependent upon time. Says Reb Shlomo Klug, I don't agree with that. Why? So he writes over in number 13, the Chachma Shlomo, he says, the Magen Avraham writes that Bechas Halavana is a mitzvah seisha man gram. He says, "Uladaiti zehu tmua." Second line, he says, "A pella." The ain lo inin klal a mitzvah seishas magrama. This has nothing to do with a mitzvah seishas magrama. Why? The klal zelo inem rak be mitzvah the guf a mitzvah shaychei tamid b'chol inyan b'chol zman. When do we talk about a mitzvah seishas magrama? That's a mitzvah that practically could be done any time, but Chazal picked a date to have that mitzvah. Ukigoy the matzah aysuka v'lulav ukedoyme. The mitzvahs who efshal this kain becheshvan kibay b'tishrei v'ir kibay b'nissan. We technically could do these mitzvahs anytime, but the Torah picked a specific day. That's called as Zman Grama. But, says Reb Shlomo Kluger, if you can't be Mekadosh to Levana only when it's a new moon, so then it's not a Zman Grama, that's Eifshar Be'inyan Acher. That's B'Metzias, there's no other time to do it. That's not called as Zman Grama. So says Reb Shlomo Kluger, he doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think that Kiddush Levana is Zman Grama. Because what's Zman Grama? Where I technically could have done it any day I wanted, but Chazal gave a specific day. But when it says the Kiddush Levana, I can't be Mekadosh Levana on the 27th day of the month because the Levana is not Bechidushai. The whole concept doesn't make any sense. He says it's like a new fruit. Why don't we say women are not Mechayiv to make Shechinah as a new fruit because it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama? It's dependent upon time. The answer is that's not dependent upon time, it's dependent on reality. You can't make a bracha on a new fruit unless it's new, which means it wasn't around beforehand. So says Reb Shlomo Kluger, he completely disagrees with this Magen Avraham, and he writes at the end of the piece, he says, Rabbanon loidoku b'hai milsa. He thinks that the Rabbanan got it wrong. B'mechilas kvoidam. Whenever you want to argue with someone, just start off with the phrase mechilas kvoidam. Or you say, lulei demistafina, or lulei divrei, and then you can argue as long as you want. So it says the Shlomo Kluger, respectfully, I think the Magen Avraham totally missed the boat. I think the Magen Avraham is wrong. And I think it's not true. I don't believe that Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah seisha hazman grama. Now this is very important. If Shlomo Kluger is right, so it's a mitzvah seisha ein hazman grama, women are now obligated. So now we got to invite the women to come out and be Mekadosh Levana with us. If you, again, the Mishnah Berurah clearly accepts the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Reb Shlomo Kluger thinks he's wrong. He thinks it's not true. And therefore, Reb Shlomo Kluger believes women are as obligated as men when it comes to the mitzvah to say, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva over here, number 14, where he rejects the idea of Reb Shlomo Kluger. And he says it's not true, Reb Shlomo Kluger wrote. He says, when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, the Mashen is Tavinu Lachuk b'Tezva b'Nisim Mishum Dolei Shayach b'Yom Acher mi'Hashana. Reb Shlomo Kluger's whole raya was that Pesach really could have been any day of the month. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, no, it couldn't have. You can't celebrate an event that happened in a different time. Reb Shlomo Kluger's premise was we can commemorate events that happened 6 months ago. We could have, in theory, we could have. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, no, you can't. That's not the way it works. If we went out of Mitzrayim on Tezvav, we got to commemorate it on Tezvav. So it's not, again, it's back to the same idea. It was on that day, not by choice, but it needs to be. So therefore, Moshe Feinstein disagrees with this entire premise of Shlomo Kluger, and he holds it is deemed a mitzvah shehaz mangram. Now, there's some other interesting reasons given by Achreinim to why women never adapted the idea of Kiddush Levana. There's an interesting one, which, good luck going home and telling this one to your wives, is the Birkei Yosef number 15. Birkei Yosef, to his pirish, to Yeridea, he writes like this, the discussion in the Paiskim is an oval, Toich Shiva alayvi mekadosh to Levana. And part of the reason for the Shaila is because we know that there's a big emphasis that Kiddush Levana should be done by Toich Simcha, which is one of the reasons why we don't mekadosh to Levana before Tisha B'Av during the 9 days, for those who have that minog, is because we want to be mekadosh to Levana when we're happy. So the Shaila is, what about an oval? An oval is not happy. So the Birkei Yosef writes, that's why women are not mekadosh to Levana. Because one of the clothes that they got from Chava, based on the Gemara in Erevin, is that they're a little bit depressed, they're saddened, so they don't have Simcha Shleima. So since they're not Simcha Shleima, they can't be mekadosh to Levana. That's the reason why women are not mekadosh to Levana. So writes the Birkei Yosef. Okay, take it or leave it, that's what he writes. If you look at number 17, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld has a different answer, based on Enyonei Chanukah. Right, we're still connected to Chanukah. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld writes, why is it that 17-year-old girls don't light Neres Chanukah? So he says, the reason is because based on the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, what happened was that once, when the menorah was put outside, so then we didn't want the girls going outside, it became a little bit of an issue of kol kvud bas melech penima, it's not good, we're going to have these big meetings and gatherings of girls outside, and men outside, it became a social scene. We knocked out women from the menorah, we said, be yotze with your father's lighting. Says of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that's why women don't do Kiddush Levana. Because what would happen if the men all pile out and then the women all pile out? It becomes a whole scene, and that's why we knocked out women from Kiddush Levana. So it says, right, like Tashlich. Same reason why the Aruch HaShulchan knocked out and the Gura knocked out Tashlich. A social event. So he writes, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he believes that's the real reason. He writes, I know there's other reasons, but I think this is the real reason. I think the real reason why we knocked women out of Kiddush Levana is because of this problem of it becoming a social scene. That's what he writes. If you look in the bottom, at number 17, of Pinchas Scheinberg, he comes up with another interesting chap. He wants to answer up for the Magen Avraham, Reb Shlomo Kluger's kasha. Reb Shlomo Kluger had a kasha. What do you do with fruits? Why aren't women exempt from Shechionu? It's a mitzvah she has magrama. So Reb Scheinberg writes, he says, it's not true. He says, really, you could have made the bracha on the Levon any day. He writes at the bottom, number 17, he says, that Aval Hocha Gabi Bechas Levon, the etzim Shaykh Levorach Levon, after Chesreine. We really could make the bracha even if the moon is not full. The etzim HaBracha Levon. The bracha is not on the size of the moon, it's on the concept of the moon. And there is a moon in the sky, but Chazal picked a specific time. So if you picked a specific time, now it becomes Zman Grama. That's the opinion of Reb Pinchas Scheinberg. And just to wrap up with the last opinion, if you look at number 18, Reb Soloveitchik also took very big issue with this idea of Reb Shlomo Kluger to say that it's not a Zman Grama. Reb Soloveitchik says, I don't understand. I'm sorry, he says, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is right that it's a Zman Grama. He says, why are women mechuyev in benching? Said, for Reb Soloveitchik, benching is also totally in Zman. You can only bench within 72 minutes of when you ate. So why don't we say it's as mitzvah seishas magrama? Women should be potter from benching, because it's totally in Zman. That's his kash. So he says, Elamai, you have to say that's not the lomnus. Clearly, that's not the way you look at it. You don't look at the time frame you have, but you look at the siba, to why am I doing it. The reason why I have to bench is because I ate. That's not bound by time. That's the reason why I'm making the brach. The reason why I'm making the brach is because the moon is new. That's not dependent upon time. Even though later on, Chazal are going to give it rules and regulations, but if the Siba, the reason why I'm making the bracha, is not dependent upon time, therefore it's not considered as Zman Grama. That's what he wants to say to address this issue of the Magen Avraham. So Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does seem to accept this Magen Avraham, while many Achreinim seem to disagree with this Magen Avraham. There was once a minig in Klai Yisrael where women would actually go out to Kiddush Levana and have a man be Moitzi them the bracha. Later, Achreinim said we don't do that anymore, but there was at times such a minhag. So, Halacha L'maisa, I don't believe it's too common that women do Kiddush Levana. Maybe Pshat is because, who's going to watch the kids? If the men are out and the women are out, so there's no one home to watch the kids. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the reason. But Halacha L'maisa, most shuls women do not be Mekadosh Levana. According to the Magen Avraham, we understand why, but many Achreinim disagree with the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Now, just to touch upon the exact time for Kiddush Levana. When exactly is the preferred time for Mekadosh Levana? So if you look at the Gemara number 19, and we're on the second page, the Gemara 19 is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara writes like this, Ad kama mevarchan al ha-chodesh. How long do we have for Kiddush ha-chodesh? So the Gemara brings down the Gemara says, Ad she-temale pigimase, until the pogam moon, until the moon that's small, gets full. So the Gemara says, thank you very much for kama. How long is that? Not all of us are so well-versed in the moon. We don't know that. So the Gemara brings down two opinions. Amar Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Reb Yehuda Ad Shiva. You only have up till the seventh day. which is interesting, as we'll see, there's an opinion in Mishayim, you can only start on the seventh day, which means you don't really exactly have that much time to Mekas Levon. Now, they said, at Shishas, until the 16th day. So this Gemara is not debating when you could start, but the Gemara seems to be debating how long can you go. However, Rashi over here says something very interesting. Rashi number 20 writes, at Kama Mevarchin, im loy beira chayoin, yivarech lamach. Rashi learns the Gemara was saying, b'diev, you didn't do it right away, how long do you have to go? So the Achreinim Amadai from this Rashi, that Rashi holds, you can do it on the first day. The whole Gemara Shaila of At Kama is if you didn't do it on the first day, how many days do you have? But the first day is a viable option. You can do it even on the first day, which means you can be Mekadesh Levana on the first day post the Moilet. Again, when we talk about Kiddush Levana, we're always looking to figure when the Moilet is. You know, when the Gabe announces it, most of us don't listen because we figure, who cares when the Moilet is? But it's important because all the calculations that we're going to make to how long you have or when you start, it's all going to be calculated from whenever the Moilet is. So when the Gabe announces the Moilet, that's when the clocks are going to begin. How many days is always from when the Moilet was. So Rashi Shita is that you can do it on the first day of the Moilet. Right away, you don't have to wait none of these 3 days, 7 days, do it right away. So how do we pass on the halacha? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, number 21, Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch writes, you need 7 days. You got to wait 7 days from the Moilet before you can be Mekadesh Levana. Why? Where did 7 days come from? Where did he get this from? So the Bach is very, very troubled by this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. What he's even more troubled is where did the Mechaber get this from? Right, the Bach number 22, V'kasev Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef on his Pirush, the Torah, he told us where he got it from. He got this from Reb Yosef Gikatalia. I don't know who he is, but in my limited knowledge, I haven't seen him being quoted all that often in the Beis Yosef. So the Mechaber picked the opinion of Reb Yosef Gikatalia, who says, Dalpi Kabbalah, Ein Levarach Et Shiyav Zayin Yom Maleh. You have to wait 7 days. The problem is, there are so many other Rishonim, or what we'd call the mainstream Rishonim, such as Rashi, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rambam, who all say you can make the bracha right away. The first day of the Moilet, the second day of the Moilet. So why would the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch pick an opinion, who we're not so familiar with his name, I'm sure it was a Chashev, but we don't see him all that often quoted, instead of going with the regular mainstream Rishonim, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Rashi. Why does the Mechaber say you have to wait till day seven? Where did he get this from? So the Bach says he got it from this. Because the Gemara said an extra word. The Gemara said, if you're Mekadesh to Levana, Bizmanoi, in the proper time, then it's as if you greeted the Shechina. So says the Bach, what do you mean if you're Mekabalit in its proper time? Of course. If you're Mekadesh at the wrong time, you get no credit. What's Bizmanoi? Says the Bach. Bizmanoi means at the time where you can get the most amount of pleasure from the moon, that's after 7 days. That's how the Mechaber knew you need to have this 7 day mark. That's where he got it from. The problem is, Frech Bach, I don't understand. If according to the Beis Yosef, if you can't start till day seven, how could there be opinion in the Gemara that says you can't do it at Kama till day seven, but you can't start till day seven? So how could there even be an opinion in the Gemara that says you can only go till the seventh day, but you can't start until the seventh day? So the other time he goes like the other Shita. But how could there even be an opinion in the Gemara like that?
When did the most Hanar when it's
full? Yeah, or...
day
14. Right. That's what you're saying. The Bells Rebbe held to day 10. Because then it's not Bechidusha anymore. We lose the element of Bechidusha. So the Bach says, no, I disagree with the Mechaber. And he writes at the end of this piece, he says, Kach kiblanu merabeseinu. I have a kabbalah for my rabbeim. Shekain nogu kol akadmoinim. All the earlier people. Shloi lahachmas is a mitzvah l'kadosh es matzah Shabbos l'achashav oleho gimu yom. Don't wait. Once 3 days pass, you're good to go. So the Bach's opinion is after 3 days, this is where this 3 day number came from. It came from the Bach. The Bach said after 3 days, you're good to go. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Moilet this month was Thursday night. I think that's when it was. Maybe I'm wrong. I think it was Thursday night. So 3 days, you go ace lace, you go 24 hours. So you go Thursday night to Friday night, Friday night, so it takes us to Sunday night. That would be 3 full days from the Moilet. So how do we pass on Allah HaMaisa? Every time around this time of the month, there's always a tumult. Half the shul wants to go, the other half doesn't want to go. Some people do. Well, what's the right thing to do? So the Mishnah Berurah writes very clearly. Again, let's balance this out. The Shulchan Aruch says you got to wait till 7. Everyone says, I don't understand. Why are you waiting till 7? Because of this one Das Yochim, the Rishayim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes a little bit of a pshar. He writes like this. Number 23. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Achrein and Pligalza. You should almost Achrein disagree with this Mechaber. Magan Avram, Taz, Bach, they disagree. They say after 72 hours after the Moilet, you're good to go. Yes, the Baruch Aleh, you should make the Baruch Aleh in the Hachmat HaMitzvah, don't lose the Mitzvah. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends. Im Hashli Shil HaChodesh Hu Be'echem Mimei HaShvuah. If day 3 would be one of the days during the week, like it is, let's say now, Let's say tonight will be day 3. Says the Mishnah, then Nachal Hamten on Matzah Shabbos Haba. The best thing would be is to wait till Matzah Shabbos. But if let's say it's later on, so then don't wait. So to Mishnah Berurah, but the Kama Achreinim VaGra Michol Makil Maf Boivin Zeh. But the Gra argues even on that, and he holds the Ain Kedai LaHashreis HaMitzvah B'Chogam. They don't delay. So if you're one of those early Kiddush Levana guys, you don't wait till 7, you do 3 even during the weekday, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have who to rely on. You're Samech on the Gra. Ubefrat, says the Mishnah Berurah, especially, if it's in the rainy, cold months, someone is quick, he is praised. So all those people that in these months are very careful to do it right away, don't listen to those complaining. The Mechaber says 7, the Mechaber says 7. Mr. Brewer says Arezeh Mishubach if you do it earlier. Now there are those who stick to the 7 days and they don't budge. In the Chassidish circles, many of the Chassidim will not be Mekadosh to Levana before day 7 because it's Alpi Kabbalah. The Chassam Sofer held not to be Mekadosh to Levana before day 7. But most of the Litvisha, Apaiskim, Stipler, Yipshlem, Zalman, the Chazanish, they all held that after 3 you get to go, you don't have to wait till 7. So the Shaila comes up, is what happened if you want to do it before 3? Let's say you want to do it before 3. I might show you. Someone called me up once, they were Mekadosh to Levana, they miscalculated. They were Mekadosh to Levana 2 days after the Mailut. So what do you do now? Will you Yaitse B'Dievit or not? Or we can take the Shaila even further. Maybe Lechatchila we should do it earlier, because we don't want to lose it later on. So in the Sefer Meseiris Moshe, which is a Sefer written by an Einikol of Rav Moshe, where he writes down statements that Rav Moshe said to him. Again, until the Sefer becomes banned, we're still going to use it. So over here, number 25, he writes, he asked Rav Moshe, this Shaila. Sha'alti Rabbeinu, he asked Rav Moshe, Im l'maisa b'chadoshim keilu, these months, k'may kislevu k'dayme, the months where we're in now, sheyesh lochu sheyem unan, where it's always a possibility of being cloudy, do we have the right to be Samech on those Rishonim that held the Kaddish Acha Yom Alpha Yom Beis to be the Kaddish the moon even before day 3? Ukemay Shekar, Matzah Shabbos says that. Apparently, that was a story that when he was asking the Shabbat to Moshe, it was Matzah Shabbos was day 2 from the Mailut. So they wanted to know, do we have to wait till tomorrow night? We can do it now. Zokhtiv Moshe, Veheshiv Rabbeinu, Shebevade, Bechadoshim Keilu. In these months, Misharotza Lismachalayim, one who wants to rely upon Rashi, the Rambam Rabbeinu Yoina, Yochalismach, he has the right to do so. So according to this story, this version, according to Rav Moshe, if in these months you want to be Mekadosh Levana before 3 days post the Moilad, you're allowed to do it. Virak, I mean Chshash Kolkach, but if you can get the weather reports for the next 12 days and you can see that they're not calling for rain and it's not going to be cloudy, says Rav Moshe, Yeshinin Lachakis Achin is Gadol Halavan Ktas. You should try to wait until the moon gets a little bigger. The Gamza Chedik Mesoras Abisayis, because that's part and parcel of what the Abisayis wanted. Kadesh Yuchel Ahenis Mahalavan, so you should be Nana from it. So Rav Moshe, again, if you accept the Sefer, Rav Moshe is saying that in these months we have the right to be Mekadosh Levana before the Moilad, before 3 days post the Moilad. That's Rav Moshe going to an extreme that you're even lechatchila allowed to go out and do it. What about in the case that I had? Someone called me up, they were Mekadosh Levana by mistake 2 days after the Moilad. Should they go be Mekadosh Levana again? So Yibshar Mazalman writes in Halicha Shloima, absolutely not. One is not obligated to be Mekadosh Levana again if you b'dievid did it before 3 days. Why? Because you have so many Chashim Yerushalayim to be Samechan. You have Rashi, the Rambam, the Minyan. Why should you bother? However, he writes in Halicha Shloima that the impression he got from Yibshar Mazalman was that this shouldn't be done lechatchila. Not like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held, supposedly, that even the Chatchila, you can go before day 3 and be Kaddish to Levana. If Shlomo Zalman held, don't do that. That's too out there. But if B'dieved, you have who to rely on. If you look at number 26 in the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan, he brings down a similar psak, but with a little bit of an angle. He says, no. He says, well, the best option would be is try to find someone who didn't yet be Kaddish to Levana and have him be Moitzi you the Bracha. That's the best option. But if you can't find that, then you're also Yaitse B'dievet. So, halach l'maisa, if one is Mekadosh Levana before the 3rd day, post the Moilad, he's clearly Yaitse B'dievet. And according to Rav Moshe, you should even go lechatchila, at least in these months, and Mekadosh Levana earlier, so this way you know you'll get the Levana. Mitzvah, next week's shir, we're going to talk about some of the other shahs that come up with Kiddush Levana, about the significance of Matzah Shabbos, we're going to talk about the Shalom Aleichem, the Aleinu afterwards, the dancing, all the other practical shahs that come out. And if there's time, I want to talk about Ulchaparas Pasha. Let's use 2 words that gets everyone riled up in the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Chodesh. Once we're learning Kiddush Levana, that's in the same place in Shulchan Aruch. That's in the lost chelik of Mishnah Berurah, chelik Dalet. No one learns that chelik because it has Hilchos Erevin in it. So everyone skips it. But at the end of it, it has a bunch of very important things. It has Kiddush Levana, it has Rosh Chodesh. So we'll connect those 2 things. We'll try to talk about those 2 words in Shemoneh Esrei that everyone's always uncertain about. Ulchaparas Pasha, for a leap year, when exactly and if they should be recited.